All right, let's talk with author and the director of investigations and research for Judicial Watch again, Chris Farrell. Chris, your reaction to the stunning testimony on the massive amount of human trafficking from former border chief Aaron Heike.
The news and information he provided is excellent. The problem is he's complicit. He sat there drawing a paycheck in that position in San Diego and didn't say a word. I mean, why didn't he speak out while he was running and in charge of the operation? I realize he would have put his retirement check in jeopardy. I realize it may have been uncomfortable for him. But how can he sit there and watch this go on and not immediately tell the American public about what are really, they are crimes against humanity? He's sitting there watching children being trafficked. And now, once he's retired, once he's drawing his pension, suddenly he comes forward to make an announcement. I am sick and tired of federal law enforcement officers who know about this level of criminality and don't say a word until they retire and get their pension. Then suddenly they find their voices. It's very disturbing.
Yeah, it's a very, very good point. You know, Judicial Watch is reporting on more fallout from the Biden-Harris administration on ICE not being allowed to do their job effectively with illegal immigrants. What did you discover?
Well, you know, this is just another sort of variation of what we just talked about. This is the Biden administration ordering federal law enforcement agencies, whether it's ICE, Homeland Security Investigations, whether it's the Border Patrol. They put them in handcuffs. They don't allow them to do their jobs. And this is why I get frustrated at the last segment where you have senior leadership, the top of the top, the big bosses who just roll over and play along with this stuff. I understand a rank and file officer who doesn't have a lot of horsepower or a lot of juice, you know, saying, well, what else can I do? I'm kind of limited. But when you have the senior leadership going along with it, that is exactly what the problem is in this country, a lack of leadership and a lack of courage.
Mm-hmm.